Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk. Let's jump right into it. So we have the 49ers taking on the Arizona Cardinals, and what a game. This was all about the 49ers. Let's just be real. It was 38-10, 49ers. It was really effed. Game was done after the second quarter. After halftime, it was done. Obviously, Kyler Murray was out this game with a hamstring injury. This is his second consecutive game missing with this hamstring injury. So, like I said, 49ers beat the Cardinals 38-10, and this was a game in Mexico. So I am really disappointed that Kyler Murray couldn't play this game. As this could have been one of the better games for, you know, an international game. Obviously, as an NFL fan, international games just feel different. And I really wish Kyler Murray could have played. But just recapping some of this game, Jimmy Garoppolo played excellent. 20 for 29, 228 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Great game. He had no picks, so it was an overall very good game from Jimmy G. He had like 71% completion percentage, 70%. So overall, really great game from Jimmy G. Rushing, I was a little surprised as Elijah Mitchell actually got the majority of the carries. Elijah Mitchell had 9 carries for 59 yards. He looked really good. Christian McCaffrey had 7 for 39. 5.6 yards a carry, and then Deebo Samuel had 3 for 37 in a touchdown rushing. Obviously, this was more of a passing game. George Kittle had a great game, 4 receptions for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. So George Kittle was super effective in the passing game. Christian McCaffrey was also very effective in the passing game with 7 catches for 67 yards. Deebo, 7 catches for 57 yards. And Brandon Ayuk, 2 receptions for 20 yards and 2 touchdowns. So both of his catches were just touchdowns. Obviously, the 49ers are one of the top-tier defenses in the league. And that really showed last night against the Cardinals. Obviously, with backups. Colt McCoy played. No touchdowns and a pick. He was 24 for 34. And then Trace McSorley came in 6 for 10 and a pick. So nothing great. James Conner, 14 for 42 yards and a TD. He wasn't that bad. One of the interesting things were Greg Dortch had 9 receptions for 103 yards, was their leading receiver. DeAndre Hopkins had 9 for 91. He kind of cooled off a little bit in the second half. Most of his catches were in the first half, but otherwise, D-Hop still had a great game. AJ Green, 5 receptions for 50 yards, and then other than that, nothing really happened. But overall, the Niners just absolutely blew out the Cardinals. There's no other way to put it. The Cardinals got shut out in the second half, and just going into halftime, this was a pretty close ball game, but once the Niners scored in the third quarter, it was over. Going into halftime, it was 17-10. The 49ers were up, and then after that, all 49ers. 49ers shut them out in the second half. They scored 21 unanswered points in the second half alone. And, you know, I kind of saw this coming into the year. I actually predicted that the Cardinals will miss the playoffs. So just going over some of the team stats, Niners outplayed them pretty much in every statistical category, especially rushing. They had over double the yards rushing, 159 to Cardinals 67. Passing, the Cardinals had a little bit more. They had 247 to the Niners 228. But yards per play, all about the Niners, 6.8 to 4.4 for Arizona. Niners, it was actually a pretty close game in first downs. A lot of the Niners' touchdown plays were chunk plays, especially to the George Kittle plays. Third down efficiency. Both teams are actually really good. The Cardinals were 8 for 16, 50%, and then the Niners were 6 for 11, so just over 50%. Where it really came down to was the fourth down efficiency, as the Niners didn't go for any fourth downs, and the Cardinals went for two and didn't get either. Total plays, the Cardinals actually had more total plays, 71 to the Niners 57. Another big, you know, stat was sacks. The Niners didn't allow any sacks to Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Niners sacked the Cardinals quarterbacks three times. One of the other big turning points was the interceptions. Obviously, the Niners didn't turn the ball over, and it's going to be very hard for a team to win if they lose the, you know, game of interceptions and fumbles lost in the turnover battle. One thing that's actually kind of misleading is the time of possession. The Cardinals actually had more time of possession than the Niners did. It is pretty even, but you would think with a score and a physical Niners team that runs first that they would have the time of possession by a decent margin. No. The Cardinals actually had basically 31 minutes to the Niners 29, so they actually had the ball more. It was just the turnovers and sacks and missed fourth downs. So a pretty mistake-prone Arizona team really cost themselves this game against the Niners. Obviously, the Niners have been rolling ever since they switched back to Jimmy G as their starting quarterback when Trey Lance got injured early in the year. The Niners are 6-4. I believe they are 6-2 with Jimmy Garoppolo right now. So they are really good. Cardinals are 4-7, so they're sort of in the playoff race, but they're pretty much done with. Just like the Rams, they're kind of in the same spot as the Rams. They had a good year last year, but this is just not their year. But overall, it was a good Mexico game. Nothing crazy happened. It was a pretty blowout game after the first half, obviously, like I said. But with this stacked Niners offense and then one of the best defenses in the league in the Niners, factored with Kyler Murray not even playing in this game, you kind of had a sense of the Niners were going to blow him out. So obviously, I hope you guys had a great start to your week. And obviously, we'll be covering the Thursday night game. So hope you guys have a great week, and peace.